Good afternoon and welcome to the Tuesday Meditation and Prayer Time of Reaching and Meeting Needs Worldwide Ministry. Our scripture for today is taken from the 23rd book of the Bible, the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, verse 4, and I'm reading from the King James Version. And even to your old age, I am he. And even to your hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for this day and for sparing our lives and bringing us again to an assembly of the world parish for prayer and for study of the word. I pray now that you will bless the one person that needs to hear from heaven most, even me, Lord. Yes, even me. My subject for today is carried by God. The past few days have been very busy for your pastor. I had to face many exciting, inspiring, and exhausting situations to fulfill my commitment to my family, the world parish, and academia. The commitments were taxing. They required managing and organizing schedules and trying to be in two places at once, which was impossible. I could not manage or fulfill my responsibility on my own. I had to have some God sustaining and God caring help. In fact, I needed God to carry me. Well, parents, we serve a God who desires to carry us and our burdens. When we are compassed about with a heavy load on the job, in the home, in family matters, and facing infirmities and sickness, and in those times when those around us begin to grow weary, God will bear you up. God will carry you on along your way. If we learn to trust in and love him, we need not be anxious about our remaining days or years. He will still provide for us and watch over us, both as the creatures of power and as new created by his Holy Spirit. We must learn to trust our loads, our burdens, the things we cannot do, all the things we cannot manage. We must learn to trust those things to God. When the great multitudes come against you, God is able to carry you and the load you bear. We have God's divine support. God supports the weak. God supports and carries the load and those who have had burdens placed on them from wickedness in high places and in family affairs. When you think you can bear no longer, you must call on God to undergird you with his divine support. There's nothing wrong with saying to God, God, I need you to carry this load. The inerrant word of God makes clear the divine support of God. In Exodus chapter 19, verse 4, when the people came to Mount Sinai and were concerned about their well-being and safety for the challenges ahead of them, Moses went up to God in behalf of the children of Israel. God told Moses to tell the children of Israel, "You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself." Well, parents, as you face your troubling situation, Know that the picture in Exodus 19 and 4 describes God's glorious deliverance. He had freed and led his people as though he had carried them on eagle's wings. In Deuteronomy 32, verses 11 and 12, we read that eagles do carry their young on their wings. World perish, God is still able today to carry and deliver. He will get underneath you and carry you. There is no individual, no situation or problem, no trouble that is stronger than God. He has the strength to get under you and carry you. Deuteronomy 33:27. The eternal God is our refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out thy enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Isaiah 46:4. Even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I am made, and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. Now the Israelites were about to face more grave challenges, and the Lord wanted them to know a very significant fact. He would always be with his people, even to their old age. God today, on May 17, 2022, continues to carry his people through all of their hardships. He will sustain us. He will hold us up and give us the strength to walk through all the trials and temptations of today and tomorrow. Just as he has done for the believers of the past, so he will do for the believers of the present and the future. Mazie Bush of Fayette, Alabama, the Lord will protect, guide, and provide whatever we need throughout all of life, even to our old age. Eddie Turner of Decatur, Georgia, and Elias Ramsey of Opelika, Alabama. God is mighty, and when you are carried by God, you do not have to worry about the hidden or the secret things of life. God knows. Hear me now. God knows what goes on behind closed door meetings. He knows what goes on in the boardroom. He knows what goes on in the bedroom. He knows the deep and secret things. You must listen and obey his voice. Daniel 2:22. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Please hear your pastor this afternoon. Don't blink, you will miss it. Jonah Moon, you can tell Jayana this sure point. When you are carried by God, he will reveal the deep and secret things. With God, there is protection. Oh, God! With God, there is protection and security. With God, there is provision and supply. God will carry you, and he will not let anything slip on you. Oh, my God. I want to share this testimony. My mama was carried by God. Years ago, the bank had made a financial decision in the boardroom to list our home to be auctioned off on the courthouse steps because my daddy had stopped paying the house note, and he did not let my mama know. My mama was in the darkness, and she knew nothing about what had taken place in the boardroom of the bank to sell the house out, from under us and have us put out on the street. Oh, my God. Listen now. But God knew it all. Zeta Hall of Potter Spring, Georgia. Life dwelleth with God. On the day of the auction, my mother was walking home from work, and God directed her to take another route and go by Miss Sula Poe's house. My mom was planning to go in and sit and talk for a moment. Miss Poe asked my mom, "Why, Virgin, why are you not down at the courthouse?" She told my mom the bank was auctioning off our house at 1 p.m. Miss Maxine Pugh of Decatur, Georgia, because my mom was carried by God. God directed her to walk down to the courthouse. Oh, on her way downtown, she met my Uncle Ferd Story. He could see the hurt and the pain in my mom's face. He asked her, Virgil, what's wrong? She told him that the bank was auctioning off our home at 1 p.m. He told her, Virgil, hurry up and get downtown and go to the banker's office and tell the banker, oh my God, that you will pay the note. The banker gave my mom an audience, but the banker knew that my mom only made $18.75 per week, or $75 per month, but he granted her request and set her monthly payment at $50 a month. Oh my God. That only left $25 for us to live off of. Oh my God. But because my mom was carried by God, she never missed a payment and paid the monthly note until the house was paid for. The weight that the banker put on my mom was not too heavy for God to carry her. Listen now, no weight that you may be facing right now is too heavy for God. Vicki Tabor and Bill Tabor of San Antonio, Texas. Oh, my God, Gail Edwards of Houston, Texas. Linda Glasscock of Ashburn, Virginia. Oh, my God, hear me now. Hear me now. Don't become weary. Don't give up. God will carry you, and God will provide what you need. Oh, my God, what you need to finish strong in the battle. The story is told of Henry Morehouse, the 19th century English evangelist, who one evening was feeling loaded down with the burdens of his ministry. He was feeling sorry for himself. Then the Lord gave him a tender reminder of his care for him through his daughter. When Mr. Morehouse came home that afternoon, his daughter, Minnie, whose legs were paralyzed, was sitting in a wheelchair at the front door. Morehouse was going to take a package upstairs to his wife. And then his daughter asked him, if she could carry the package to her mother. Morehouse asked, Minnie, dear, how can you possibly carry the package? You cannot even carry yourself. With a smile on her face, Minnie said to her dad, I know, Pawpaw, but if you will give me the package, oh, my God, I will hold it while you carry me. Listen. Morehouse saw in this a picture of his relationship to God and the burden of his ministry that he was carrying. But from this incident with his daughter, he could proceed with confidence, knowing that the Lord was carrying him. Please, please hear your pastor this afternoon. The Lord has always brought his people through the harsh ordeals of life. In the text, the Israelites were about to face a more grave challenge than ever. And the Lord wanted them to know a very significant fact. He would always be with his people, even to their old age. Royal Parish, he is the Lord, the only living and true God. Hebrews 13:5 tells us that he is the same yesterday, oh my God, today and forever. Therefore, he will continue to carry his people through all of their hardships. He will sustain us. He will hold us up and give us the strength that we need to walk through all the trials and temptations of the future. Just as he has done for the believers of the past, so he will do for the believers of the present and the future. The Lord, hallelujah, protects, guides, and provides whatever we need throughout all of life, even to old age. Oh, hear me now, World Parish. I do not know what type of burden any member of the World Parish is facing right this very moment. There may not be one this hour, but when a burden comes your way, God wants you to know that he who promised to carry Israel is the one who will carry you and me through whatever burden we may have. We have the assurance of his never failing results as we read through the Bible. We need to sink beneath the weight of our of God's, hallelujah, hands, of sinking to God's hands for him to carry us and not sink beneath the weight of our burden. Hear your pastor. You must ask the Savior to help you. He will carry your burden in you. Please hear me this afternoon. No burden is too heavy for the loving, caring arms of God. Nothing is too small for God to carry. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Nothing is too great. So why do you tarry? Why do you worry, world perish? Take your burdens to the Lord. God carries, oh my God, us and our burdens. He's willing to do that. 1 Peter 5 and 7 teaches us to cast all of our cares upon him, for he cares for you. Please know that God cares for each one of us today. He is our refuge and strength, and underneath are the everlasting arms of God, and he will thrust out the enemy from before thee. The word of God supports the fact that we are carried by God. I'll give you those scriptures. Deuteronomy 33:27, Psalm 28:7, Psalm 40:17, and Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12. I encourage you to let God have whatever burden you are trying to carry alone, because he's willing to carry you and your load. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.